The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here Thursday, the 18th of December, 7:05 in the morning. And news at the top of the hour always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. So good morning, everybody. Thanks for waking up with us or having us on while you're getting ready to go to work or you're at work already. We've got some hardworking people out there and ready. Ben's here with me today. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what national day might it be today?
We have National Twin Day.
Okay.
And we have National Re-Gifting Day.
Re-Gifting Day.
Thursday before Christmas is National Re-Gifting Day.
I thought re-gifting was after you got presents. Oh, maybe this is presents you've gotten during the year.
And you give them out at...
And you turn around and give them to somebody else. Have you ever re-gifted?
I'm sure I have.
Oh, I have. I have. I'm sure I have. I don't remember any specifics. Well, maybe one. But I've girls are really good at re-gifting. They get gifts all year long. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with re-gifting. It's something you got. It's nice. You haven't used it. Or maybe you just use it a couple of times. Maybe twice. Meh. That horse blanket. Nobody's going to know. It's only written twice. I just kind of brush it off. It's not real dirty. Okay. National Re-Gifting Day. Okay, and Twins Day. Okay, now I have a friend that was, Linda and I just happened to be wearing, I mean, I saw Linda for the first time, well, I see her in the morning, I leave, get dressed and leave. I had a hoodie on yesterday. I come home, she's wearing the same one. It's, I mean, exactly the same one from Pendleton Roundup. And I thought that was kind of funny. You know, because we hadn't planned it, but that's what happened. But then we have some friends were over. We're sitting there. And he goes, oh, no, I would find out what she'd wear. And then I'd wear the same colors. And I told him, that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard for a guy to say that out loud. You'd find out what she was wearing so you could wear the same colors? Yeah. And I thought, well, he's really gotten in touch with the feminine side of him, you know. And I told him that. Hey, I'm really secure. I said, no, I'm not saying anything about that. I'm just saying that is what it's kind of got to be. I would never say that out loud. Oh, yeah, I'm going to find out what Linda's wearing so I can wear the same colors. You ever done that?
No.
Now, of course, after I say all that, you deny it no matter what you did.
I'm colorblind, so, I mean. I mean, I see a few colors, but.
What colors can you see?
Yeah. Yellow.
Yellow? You know, before you can be a Navy diver, they give you a color blind test because you're working sometimes underwater with different colored wires.
Yeah.
And especially when you're working demolitions, they want to make sure you know what color all the wires are or cables that are going in. So you can't be colorblind and be a diver. At least that's what it used to be several decades ago. Okay, today, showers likely, mainly between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m., patchy fall between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Didn't look too bad out here, at least not downtown. Otherwise, cloudy with a high near 52%, 70% chance of precipitation tonight. Showers, mainly after 2 a.m., chance of precipitation 90%. Friday, showers, 100% chance of precipitation, Saturday night showers, Sunday, not just showers, but possibly a thunderstorm, and chance of precipitation is 100%. Sunday night, showers and another thunderstorm. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, showers. So there. I think we've come into the rainy season here in the North State. So be aware of all that, my friends, especially when you're driving or if you're heading up in the mountains. If it's showers here, you may be seeing ice and snow at higher elevations. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been in the business over a quarter of a century. It's the third generation of Kenny's. The Kenny family is working there now, which I think is really cool. Great reputation. Take really good care of their customers. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, and other payment plans where they take care of people. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. So, how long you been in town? You haven't been in town over what? How long have you been in town? You came back.
You mean when I moved here?
Yeah,
I moved here at the end of 2013.
Okay,
like first week of October was my first week here.
You never went to Burton Ernie's?
No, but
I
came to visit my cousins. He took me there once.
Oh, really? Yeah. Burton Ernie's kind of a cool place. It shut down. Geez, when did it shut down? It had to have been vacant since 2012. So, but nobody's been taking care of it. Homeless been in there. And the city hit them with a punitive actions to get it cleaned up. And that story came out on, like, Monday. And then on Wednesday, it burnt down. No, Tuesday. Burton Ernie's burnt down, and it was arson. And it's the second time in a year they've had fires there that were considered arson, and fires started there. Anyway, now the board has come back and told the people that own it, the Fossil LLC, and I have no idea who they are. Now they face up to $80,000 in fines if it fails to secure the property and clean up the junk trash, debris, and other discarded items that remain on the property. They have till December 27th to comply. So, Reading Fire Department fought two fires at the former Burton Ernie's in 2025, both likely human caused. The photo, they have one on May 2nd, and the second fire was Tuesday, December 16th. So now, not only do they have to clean up all the fire debris and all this, and if they don't get it, if it looks like it's not done by 27th, to get hit with $80,000 in fines. I would imagine if they took a concerted effort to start cleaning it up, they might get a reprieve. But all the businesses around have been complaining about it for years, and nothing's been done. And when they finally decided to do it, then it burnt down again. It's under investigation. A coinkadink. A coincidence. Huh? I'm sure. We're going to do a story when I get back, and we're going to take a break right now. We're going to do a story when we get back on a lawsuit Patrick Jones has filed against the county. We're going to talk about the Powerball, America's Fest, America Fest, and a few other things. And our guest is scheduled to show up at the Nation's Finest at 7:30. And then 8 o'clock today, we're having, you know, we talk about the alternative custody program in that campus where they want to put it. And it's run into a concerted effort to fight the location of it. And we have two of the leaders of that group, I won't call it an organization, it's not, but of the group that doesn't believe that putting the alternative custody program campus right there is a good idea, and they're going to be on at 8 o'clock. You get both sides of it. You know, we've heard from the sheriff and other things that we've read and all this. Now, this is straight from the people who are opposing this this venture. We'll be on at 8. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style.
Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash.
Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin
and live band The Freshmakers.
Stay for a delicious buffet.
Don't miss out.
Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats.
Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play.
Must be 21 and over.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call
1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlu's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlus.com for details, or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlu's Tap House, where good times, great flavor and family traditions come together for the holidays.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, rare pink, happy ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio voted best in the best talk radio station in the North State. Yeah, and the finalist, best in the North State. Yay! Didn't know we were nominated. But thank you. Thank you out there so much to our listeners for thinking enough of us to vote like that. You know, it just kind of warms the cockles of my heart. Let me see. What else we got? Oh, okay. I got three quick ones before I talk about Patrick Jones. City of Redding announced cancellation of the special city council meeting that was scheduled for today to discuss series of discussions for the budget modifications. However, they want to postpone the discussions until after the new year to allow the staffing transitions to be completed. In other words, the new city manager, William Tarbo, is expected to attend the first meeting in January, and they would like to have him there when they start talking about it. I don't know how much he's going to know. I'm glad he's able to find Redding. He's coming up from Southern California. Well, anything south of Sacramento, Southern California. The California Circuit Finals, yeah, my friends, it's getting ready to take place December 29th to the 31st. We've given out tickets. And if you're listening, if you're the gentleman that won tickets for the 30th, that has a piece of property with the arena on it, please give me a call, 530-605-4565, and leave your phone number. Just tell me a name and a phone number, because we've lost it away. Yeah, but we've lost your number, and I have some news for you, by the way. And see, and we're going to talk about the other one in a minute. Patrick Jones has filed a lawsuit against District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, seeking nearly $56 million for alleging that Bridget used county employees during office hours to work on her 2022 election campaign. According to Jones, the county would not pursue legal action, so he's doing it on his own. He thinks that District Attorney Bridget's actions and all this has caused great harm to the taxpayer. And DA Bridget's answer is that the operations of the DA's office was not impacted by the 2022 election. An independent investigator hired by the county thoroughly looked into every allegation and had very clear findings that she did not. So, just something to put on your plate there. I don't know what $56 million is. If he won, I think there's more to it than this. There's much more to it than this. I know about where the money goes. Why would you do this after after it had already been investigated once? So there's got to be a lot of nuances to this thing, and we'll see over the next few months, I'm sure. Okay, the consortium. When I say consortium, it's a consortium about medical care in the medical school, and they've taken some steps to do that. The medical consortium is talking about establishing the first the first medical school up here in the North State, the first one between Oregon and Sacramento. And what do they have to do? They met at Simpson, and the need for both general and specialized medical care in the North State is documented, but it's not going to happen overnight. You got to take a look at something with the kind of view to look, you know, 5-6 generations down. However, what they do want to do, and this is Dr. Irene Salter, she's a local neuroscientist, what we want to have here in North State region to make it sustainable, to be able to provide for the needs of the rural dispersed community. And as you know, rural health care is tough. People living, you know, literally 50, 60 miles away from a doctor or a major medical facility, well over 100 miles. So what they're trying to do is they're taking a look at this one plan. They're going back on a visit in February to Kentucky to this UPike. And they've this organization has proven with a carefully structured plan from the bottom up, planning a medical school that serves the rural needs, that you can affect a tremendous number of medical providers, according to Norman Hall, president of Simpson University. Consortium is a result of Dr. Paul DeNuca, not only a fine physician, but also on the Redding City Council, who started bringing key stakeholders together to work on a medical school. Now, this is not going to happen. Right now. I mean, it's not gonna be built tomorrow. It's not gonna be built next year. It's gonna be built over, you know, take a long look, 7-10 years. But all the groundwork could be laid. Yeah, a lot of stuff can be laid. Yeah, it would be a tremendous boon to our community and to the whole North State. And it's not just a dream. At first, when you first heard Dr. DeNuca talking about this years ago, you know, a lot of people, I don't think that'll ever happen. But we don't know that. it can happen. And we just have to have the right people on these committees and the right type of support to get something like this started. That will be such an advantage, such a great advantage to the North State. So, okay. Powerball. Do you ever play Lotto, the Powerball?
Only when it gets really high.
Okay. Well, it's high.
Yeah.
1.27 billion.
And nobody won last night?
I don't know. I didn't. Why don't you check that out? As of last night, it was 1.27 billion. And a cash out. If you cashed out, you'd only take home, though, $580 million.
Only
$580 million. And I'm like you. And I don't play until it gets up to a billion. You know, it's not worth my time. So I'll put in $10 on it, knowing fully well the chances of me winning that is the same chances of having a great white shark bite me in the...
Nobody won.
Nobody won. Okay, so now it's going to be whatever. So the chances of me winning is the chances of like a great white shark biting me at the new public market next to the noodle shop. Those are the odds. It would have to bite me at the noodle shop in the new public market. Those are the odds of me winning the Powerball. Like, you know, and then, of course, the Powerball to get up to 1 point, whatever it's going to be, over, you know, probably 1.5 billion, it builds up. Like, and then you look at the other ones. Oh, it's only 4 million for this one. I mean, think about it. Oh, yeah, I would take the 4 million. I would take, in fact, if I had a scratcher and I won enough to win another scratcher, I would consider myself a very lucky man.
Yeah. There was 13 people that won. Got four numbers in the Powerball, and they got 18,000.
They did what? They got 18, four numbers.
And the Powerball, and you only get 18,000.
Oh, and the Powerball. And they won 18,000. They won 18,000. What if you get...
If you just get five numbers and no Powerball, yeah, right now you get just under a million?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, come on. I mean, you get the five numbers, but no Powerball. And then you're still getting right at $1 million.
Yeah, it's probably over a million now, the next drawing.
I would take that. I would. Now, would people go, oh gosh, what if you just gotten the last number? Yeah, that's true. However, comma, you're going to turn down. And then after taxes, it's probably like $500,000. Say they take half in taxes. So it's still $500,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still. I tell you what, though, part of the fun of playing Powerball is imagining, fantasizing what you would be doing with the money. I mean, would you buy your own island?
I've always thought about that.
Well, I'm just wondering, would you buy your own island?
I think I would.
I mean, there's islands out there for sale that you could probably get for... 100 million.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's probably even ones you can get that are smaller that...
Yeah. You can put anything on there you want.
I mean, you'll have enough money to buy a boat.
Oh, wait a minute. I have to make an announcement that Ms. Lori Goyne just brought in her world-famous rum cake to us, as she does every year, which the same rum cake, not the same one, but the same kind of rum cake sold at Sroptons for, what, $400 or something like that. $400 it raised for the Sroptimus Women's Club. And it is exactly the same one. And I can't even begin to tell you how good this is. I don't even let Linda touch it. It stays. I hide it in the house. And then I go around and cut slivers off so I can eat it. Because it stays moist and flavorful. For weeks. Yep. Lori's out there. Thank you, hon. Wonderful. It is. Nobody gets any of this. I'll get, you know, we'll make other cakes, but none of you are going to get the, any of the rum cake. All right. Let's take a break. I didn't get to, the America Fest, which is a, you know, kind of a celebration of Charlie Kirk's life. It's going to be down in Phoenix. It starts today. And, J.D. Vance is going to be down and a bunch of conservative speakers. Down in Phoenix, and they expect hundreds of thousands of people to come rolling in for this, and that starts today. Okay, let's take a break. We have Nation's Finest waiting to come on.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, and they have the Watchman program over there. It's the only hospital in North State providing the Watchman. It's a one-time minimally invasive heart procedure for people with atrial fibrillation who needs an alternative to blood thinners. That's right. Once you get the, once you have the Watchman inserted into that chamber, it takes care of moving the blood out of this, of the smaller chamber, which then takes away the requirement for you to have blood thinners. Now, a lot of people, you know, their lives change when they're on blood thinners. This is a proven, accredited, tested over years procedure that Shasta Regional Medical Center does, and the only one up here in the North State that does. Just go to ShastaRegional.com and look at it, the Watchman. Okay, I'm here with Karen Kempley.
Good morning.
Dun, 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 dun. You're the one that saved my saved a problem.
Yes.
At the Marine Corps ball.
Yeah.
It's a long story, but just to say that she came up and There was it had the potential to start off the Marine Corps birthday ball in quite a explosive way,
yeah.
Which I was trying to avoid. And but you came up and provided the solution, and it all worked out.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much.
Yes, I'm glad I was able to do that.
Now we are literally talking about next year, about if this thing happens again. And it involved a person and an animal and all this kind of stuff. So how we're going to do that. Anyway, we've got 11 months to figure it out. Tell everybody, Karen, about Nation's Finest.
So Nation's Finest is a nonprofit veteran organization. We're in California, Arizona, Nevada. The Redding location services the top 7 counties here in California.
Okay.
Giving back to veterans, letting them know that there's help out there. They shouldn't be struggling. Served for our country, fought for our freedom, and there's help. And so pound the pavement every day. Nation's Finest helps with housing. We also have a sober living house on Park Marina that houses 12 men. We actually...
And that's been there for a while.
Yeah.
That's been there for over a decade,
yeah,
isn't it?
For years, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we did do a grand opening at our permanent house on Walden Street. So right now we have one veteran in there, and we will be putting 3 others permanent into that house.
How many homeless veterans do you... believe? I know it's hard to get the exact numbers, but how many do you believe are here in Redding?
Veteran-wise?
Yeah, veteran homeless.
I think definitely right now we probably have anywhere, I would say, from probably at least 250, I would say, but that's reported. I mean, that's a high number, but
yeah,
you know, it fluctuates because...
We don't have that many homeless in Redding, do we?
We
have, what, how many, 700, 800,
100? Yeah.
I'm not sure, because at point of time.
And a lot of them don't report. A lot of them don't like to be known that they're out there in the community.
Yeah.
I mean, if we put them in the HMIS system, the homeless, and do a category as a veteran, probably about 100. We have them on that list, but that's not saying they all report that either. They don't like to be monitored. But there's just, there's a lot out there that are just struggling. I mean, we're trying to get them right now, right out of jail and get them prepared before they are out on the streets. I mean, if they have some type of income, let's get them and find them housing, get them stabilized before releasing them out on the streets.
Well, you know, some of them do have an income because of disability.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, God forbid, you know, they did their 20 or whatever and they retired.
Right.
And so they get the retirement income every month, but they're still homeless.
Yeah.
So there's reasons for that. I think you just found one.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yep. We have, like, right now, we've been partnering with the VA home and the VSO going to the Good News Rescue Mission once a month now.
Mm-hmm.
Last month, like I said, we found at least 7. Two of them were the only ones known there at that time. So we're trying to bridge that connection to make sure that they have the resources. I mean, at that, found one, like I had told you, almost $6,000 worth of income, homeless. He's been there for over a year.
At the Good News Rescue Mission.
Yep. And we were able to find housing, and guess what? He got housed 2 weeks ago. Helped him move in.
Great.
The American Legion helped provide a brand new bed. And we helped furnish, help move him in, and now he's going to be able to be successful. And at this age in life, he's 71.
Well, you know what? Now he's got a home.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and at 6,000, the thing is, and when I asked you about that, where'd the money go? He was sending it to his ex-wife to help her with the mortgage payments.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, yeah, okay.
Yep.
All right. You kind of understand that. But he's also got to take care of himself.
Absolutely.
So now he's got housing.
Yep.
And doesn't have to worry. But he had a good gig going down at Good News Rescue Mission, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But he couldn't stay the whole time, could he? Or was he going through their program?
He was either going through the program or he was leaving during the day.
Okay.
Which sometimes can make it hard. So a lot of them are not in walkable, good physical condition to be walking the street, especially in the colder days or even the hotter days.
Well, I was just telling you about there's a person – that I mean, I know him on the periphery because he's been here for a while, and he sleeps in his truck every night. Have you seen that?
Yeah, the gentleman out back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sleeps in his truck every night. And he's a veteran.
Yeah.
And he's been approached by different people, and he just, oh, no, this is what he wants. However, we're going to leave your card and brochure saying, who knows, maybe he'll take advantage of it.
Yeah, because there's help out there. And that's the thing of it is by confronting them, I mean, a lot of them are so humble, they don't know how to ask for help or are embarrassed. So just getting down to their level, talking to them. And, you know, along with housing, you know, they have mental stability, financial stability. We go over all that budget, credit, because housing, yes, is one of the components, but just finding them housing is not going to keep them in there.
No.
And so the support, wraparound services.
Something got led them to being homeless.
Absolutely.
This wasn't something they chose.
No.
I mean, some of them choose it afterwards.
Right.
But who chooses to be homeless?
Yeah. They usually have other issues.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when you find them, then they will be going through treatment and assistance and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we get them connected with the, you know, VA clinic, make sure they're getting VA health care or any other assistance. A lot of them don't even know, even if they're low income, that they can qualify for partnership or Medi-Cal or even Medicare. You know, a lot of them have never, I've really been educating because my father, being true to my heart as a Vietnam veteran, he did not sign up for Medicare at 65, and now he's wanting to go into the VA home. To go into the VA home, you have to have Medicare Part B. So it's a huge thing. You know, everybody, oh, I have VA medical, I'm good. But if you're looking at your future, you're better off taking Medicare at a lower price at 65 because there's other benefits later down the line that you're not going to have to pay penalties.
I thought everybody was signed up automatically when you were 65.
Yep.
Maybe not for Part B, but I thought it was an automatic.
Yeah. And
well,
so,
and I tell you what, people talk about Medicare. I know people whose lives were changed dramatically. Dramatically for the good when they hit Medicare age.
Oh, yeah.
They're still alive because of it.
Yeah.
So they can, so the ones you find out there, you know, of course you get the Social Security number. Is that difficult?
Oh,
sometimes.
Yeah, we do have a program that we can actually run them in our system. So we are on a supportive service grant that we apply for yearly.
Uh-huh.
And then we can find out what their discharge was, honorable, other than honorable.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we can go from there and see what programs
government
they qualify
assistance
for.
Ceases at what, a dishonorable discharge?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about undesirable?
It all depends upon the
what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, you know, the types of discharge, of course, honorable, then there's a general under honorable conditions, then there's less than honorable, but you still get your all the benefits.
It all depends. Yeah, we have them checking with the BSO on that.
Yeah.
And the thing of it is that some of them don't realize that even other than honorable, say marijuana in the military and they got other than honorable, those are over to be, some of them are overturned. I have talked to a couple of VSOs that they've known about three or four of them because nowadays that's
it's legal in California.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like,
but it's still a class one.
Well, and yeah, and they have to fight for that. So it's you know, if they're willing to do that, they have the support of the VSO of doing that. So that's what we got going on.
We had a case where a guy popped positive, a gunnery sergeant, for marijuana. And, I mean, of all people, he was the one that we were just like, what? And long story short, but he brought in people, and he was at a party, and this was in Hawaii, who had put cannabis into the salad. And they said, yeah, we do it all the time. He didn't know it.
Wow.
Pop positive. So he's one of the ones that got a second chance.
Yep.
And, of course, he was taking regularly scheduled unscheduled drug test for about a year.
Right.
Yeah, he was always okay.
But at that time, I'm sure he was fine with that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, back then, it was like, boom, next day you were out,
yeah.
Especially if you were a staff NCO or an officer.
Right.
Okay. I'm here with Karen Kimpley from Nation's Finest, and we're going to talk about an event they have going today. But I think it'll probably last longer than just today, if you know,
absolutely.
If you just find out about it today. So, and we'll be right back after these messages, but this portion of the show brought to you by REU. If you think about purchasing an electric vehicle, they still have rebates available that can help offset the cost of that vehicle and charging station. Visit cityrenting.org/EV for more information. And we'll be right back.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And spare a ticket to our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. 7:49 in the morning here on the 18th of December, 48 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 4 years in a row being voted best in the North State. Yeah. And there's a reason why. They are. They, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, watch repairmen, stonecutters, everything. Great selections of jewelry, very fair prices, really nice people, locally owned, locally operated, you know, a local store. And the month of December is their anniversary sale. And they have even the good prices they have are even lower now at Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of across the road from C.R. Gibbs in that general area. And they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. It's the only place we shop for jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. I'm here with Nation's Finest and Karen Kempley, and you've got something happening today.
Yes. Today we're having an event, a winter coat drive, to help our veterans and their families keep warm. It's pretty much drive-through basis. It's going to be from 8 to 3. We are at 153 Hartnell across from the old Rayleigh's Cobblestone Shopping Center. Uh-huh. And people can just drive through, donate, any size for anyone in the family. We have a lot of veterans, either lacking money that they can't afford new winter coats, or not having any. And so we're able to give back to our veterans and their families and keep them warm during these, struggling times.
Sure. And it goes today, but this isn't the only day. If somebody came in tomorrow or next week, hey, I got these coats.
Absolutely.
Somehow this slipped off my radar because I have coats that haven't been worn probably in several years and weren't worn a lot because it's California.
Oh, yeah.
That I need to clear out.
Bring them on by.
I am. I'm going to bring by some of these. And this is a way, you know, it's painless, my friends. Mm-hmm. This is something you've had laying around. Kids have outgrown, you know, you've lost all this weight, and so it doesn't fit you anymore. So you want, just bring it down, and Karen will put it to great use.
Yeah, we have created a clothing pantry to where we have veterans that come in. I just had a guy a couple weeks ago just saying, this is my only pair of jeans. Just dug through the pile that I had. Now I have a whole rack up, hanging up, coats and shirts. A lot of people need clothes for a job interview, something like that. They can, come by. We can figure out something. I gave him four pairs of jeans and he just had tears coming down his eyes. He said, I can't be so thankful. And I said, well, you know what? Thank you for your service. We'd like to thank you, for serving for our country.
Well, you know, it's, you don't like to think that veterans are on the streets. And the you don't like to think that unless that number's changed and that close to 22 of them a day commit suicide. Veterans are active duty. Commit suicide.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about that either, but it's a fact of life. They conducted themselves, I would say, probably for the most part, honorably. Got an honorable discharge. Somehow have ended up here. And maybe part of it is due to, you know, PTSD, injuries they may have suffered. And they haven't, you know, they just never reached out.
Absolutely. I had a family that actually I was referred to that they gave my business card and said, give Karen a call. Family here locally. Both husband and wife served both 10 years each in the military. He worked for the government at the time while we were shut down.
Okay.
His turn two was alcohol and had made accusations of maybe it'd be better if I wasn't around. And she said, you know what? Not only me, but your kids need you here in this world. We fought for our country. Don't give up now. And I really believe he had been struggling mentally and was not able to get approved to get VA mental health benefits. Mm-hmm. His wife had been going. And so she called me that night before on Thursday and I said, well, come in on Friday. And she said, yeah, he's just, you know, I'm worried about my kids, get my kids into counseling. I said, okay, well, I can get you, you know, over to where you guys need to be. She showed up the next morning and had tears in her eyes walking through the door. She said, it must have been something we talked about last night. She said, the VA called last night and he got approved for mental health benefits.
Well, people, if somebody in your family has PTSD, your family has PTSD because they've got to react to the person with PTSD.
Absolutely.
And so Stranger in My Bed.
Yep.
Wonderful book.
Yep.
It was written by a local author.
Yeah.
And about that. And his PTSD events didn't show up till like 20 years after Vietnam. But when they came on strong. So it's being able to get that assistance. Again, this is the first step. Okay. One, a lot of times veterans don't like to ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can take care of myself. Well, you can't.
I mean,
you can to a point. But there's, you know, and they've got to have people around that care.
Yeah, a good support system. And we find a lot of them, you know, falling through the cracks if they don't have family.
Yeah.
Who are they going to talk to? You know, and as I tell them, when I give them my business card, you know, can call me. You know what? All of us have bad days. Call me. Tell me how your bad day's going. We'll figure it out.
Well, I've got your number now. I'll give you a call.
Okay.
I have a bad day now and then. I think the last one was 1974.
Yeah.
I think that was a bad day.
Yeah.
Maybe once in 80. So, but, you know, again, and you see it, is so much of it is your ability to push through things. And I think a lot of it is being able to let go of things.
Absolutely.
Some people can never let go.
No.
And I find that interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I've never had that problem. Maybe I'm in the wrong. Maybe I'm a sociopath where I can just turn loose things. Okay.
Right.
That's it. Not a real sociopath. Okay. Don't trust me on that. Or don't, you know, quote me on that.
Yeah.
But some people will never be able to turn anything loose. And it gnaws on them and gnaws on them and gnaws on them. That's where you need the counseling.
Yep.
But for what you all do to help them get into that, get them through the Veterans Service Office, which we are so fortunate to have.
Absolutely.
A Veterans Service Office like we have here. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yep.
But then also to get them off the street.
Absolutely.
So how can people donate to y'all to help you with that?
They can come by the office, 153 Hartnell, mm-hmm. Suite 100. They can always give us a call, 223-3211. If there's something that people would like to donate, if they're wanting to keep monies within the community, we have just got a donation from the Masons out of Tama County in Red Bluff,
mm-hmm.
And they want to keep it local. So to keep it local here within our area, all they have to do is designate that to the Reading location for Nation's Finest,
mm-hmm.
and those will stay local. I just had a veteran that I think last time I was on here had his electric bike stolen out of Alturas. Mental, he had a traumatic brain injury,
and he
couldn't get a driver's license. Well, I had searched and searched and searched, and actually someone just contacted me the other day and said, I have a trike with a cart.
Somebody called me the other day. I'm sorry, but somehow your numbers got transposed here. They had an electric wheelchair, and you wanted to go to a veteran.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking about you, and did I get you together with them or not?
No,
we did
talk to you.
Okay.
But
I mean, I'm going through all my notes, and you didn't call me on my cell phone. You called me on a business phone, so somewhere in there. But I'm going to go back again and look. But he wanted to make sure this electric wheelchair is top of the line.
Absolutely.
Goes to a veteran.
Yeah.
And I thought about you.
Yeah.
I figured
and it's amazing.
You'd be able to help somebody.
Mm-hmm. And we love that. I mean, giving back to our veterans is what we want to do. We want them to be successful in life and not have to settle with less.
Yeah.
And that's what it takes for our community. I mean, we have people that call all the time that say, you know, is somebody moving into housing? I mean, this week we've moved 2, possibly 3 into housing just this week.
Wow.
And that's the thing that we do is try to find what is financially stable for them, that they're mm-hmm. not going to go broke off of the rent, because as you know, rental prices are astronomical, and they can financially make it and be successful. You know, sometimes there's vouchers for housing through HUD-VASH, through the VA. We try to get them on as much assistance or let them know other programs. I mean, you know, low PG&E, any assistance program.
Anything that there is or that
they
can help
money.
Them out with it.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's a big thing because, and as they said, housing security, where they're not out in the streets or out in the parks or under the bridge at night, makes a huge change in their
lives.
As you can imagine.
Yep.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for coming on today
and
talking about it. Now, everybody, they're having this coat drive today, and you just drop it off at 153 Hartnell Avenue, and that's across from Cobblestone Shopping Center in the old Raley's.
Yep.
And if you can't make it by today, you can still stop by there.
Absolutely.
And we'll drop off coats and clothing.
Absolutely.
So.
Yep. Perfect.
Well, thank you, Karen, so much for what
thank
you did.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Hey, when we get back, we've got two of the people that are opposing the alternative custody program's location, and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Catching the experts by surprise, consumer prices rose less than expected last month.
The Labor Department reports the Consumer Price Index was up 2.7% in November year over year, but trending downward from the September report, which came in at 3.0 and nearer to the Fed's 2% target for inflation. The numbers leapfrogged the month of October, making this the first report on current figures since the end of the government shutdown.
Correspondent George Williams. President Trump says he's working hard to fix a mess he was handed by the Biden administration, and that includes working to make life more affordable for Americans.
Here at home, we're bringing our economy back from the brink of ruin. The last administration and their allies in Congress looted our treasury for trillions of dollars, driving up prices and everything at levels never seen before. I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast.
Mr. Trump addressing the nation last night from the White House. The FBI's number two official plans to resign next month.
FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino's planned resignation in January would be among the highest profile departures of the Trump administration. The president suggested Bongino would return to his prior role as a popular podcast host.
Dan did a great job. I think he wants to go back to his show.
Bongino was an unconventional pick to be the FBI's second in command. Though he had previously worked as a New York City police officer and Secret Service agent, he had no prior experience at the Bureau. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A $901 billion defense spending bill is on its way to President Trump's desk after clearing the Senate, winning final congressional approval there. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 421 points, the NASDAQ higher as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-366-6161. That's 800-366-6161. 800-366-6161.
A snapshot of the European economy, and seems like things may be looking up.
Interest rates in Europe are going to stay right where they are at a meeting of European Central Bank officials. That's because the economy is doing better than some had expected and can get by without a boost from a rate cut. A cut at the meeting Thursday could backfire by worsening inflation. Analysts say that means no rate moves at all for a good while, and maybe for all of next year. Bank President Christine Lagarde has said at recent meetings that monetary policy remains in a good place, with the benchmark deposit rate at 2%. I'm Karen Shamas.
Rainfall this week on Iran's Hormuz Island has briefly transformed the coastline of the famed Red Beach into a striking natural scene. Red soil flowed into the sea, turning the water shades of deep red. The beach, known for its vivid red sand, cliffs created by high concentrations of iron oxide. News and analysis, townhall.com. Some people collect stamps, others collect coins, but this guy, well, he collects something entirely different.
Barnaby Wickham spends a lot of time on his bicycle and daily rides all around Baltimore. On these rides, he's collected 700 hubcaps, turning some litter into eye-catching art, including a giant fish and a head that looks like Peanuts character Snoopy. Now, just to clarify, these are hubcaps he finds along the road. Barnaby does not go around taking hubcaps off of cars. Jason Walker reporting.
Peter Arnett has died. The award-winning reporter spent decades dodging bullets and bombs, bringing the world eyewitness accounts of war from the rice paddies of Vietnam to the deserts of Iraq. Battling prostate cancer, he entered hospice care on Saturday. Peter Arnett was 91 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM. And 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 12/18, December the 18th, 2025, 8:05 in the morning. News at top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Dun, 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 dun.
Good morning.
Ben the Magnificent. Ben, the man, the myth, the legend. Soon to be a movie. By Marvel.
Yeah.
You get to wear spandex.
No, thanks.
No? Okay. Latex. Which is worse than spandex. How about just painting on the costume?
Oh, I'll really pass.
You can go for the... Okay. Today's what? National Twinsy Day.
National Twins Day.
Twins Day.
National... I don't know.
Come on. It was a good one.
No, it wasn't. It was National Regifting Day.
Regifting Day. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm telling you. In fact... You may get a beanie hat that you've seen before.
Hey.
Today.
That's fine.
I want you to know that every one of you guys is getting a present I picked out specifically for each one of you because I thought there was something missing in your lives.
Okay.
Just want you to know.
All right.
You're already starting to wonder, aren't you?
I am.
You going to be there today?
Yeah.
That's good because that's the only way you get the present. You're not there today? I use it myself. Okay. I regift it to me. Friends, hang on. It's going to be raining here through next Wednesday. Showers today, high near 52, low tonight in about 47. It's going to be like this. All through to next Wednesday, except Sunday's a little bit different because then we get a chance for thunderstorms and low around 44. So the temperatures are going to be mid-50s at night, mid-40s, but precipitation every day, according to the National Weather Service. So, and the weather, your weather reports are brought to you every day, every time. By Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans out of Anderson. Kenny family, they are like angels to many parts of our community. Great, really great people. Shasta Gas Propane, been there running on 30 years now. Three generations of Kennys running at business. Can't say enough about them. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. The alternative custody program that Sheriff Johnson wants to start to give a different type of look at how we handle crime and people with drug alcohol problems and low offenders was briefed several months ago, and the plans that I've heard so far as what they want to accomplish, it's they're far reaching and will be impactful, I believe. However, there is a question about where you're going to put a program like this. And the last time I heard it was going to be, and they were looking at something like 90 acres out there.
Yes,
by where the juvie is out there in that area?
Further down south.
Further down south than that. Okay. We'll talk about that. Well, the homeowners down there and others are having a problem with this. And so I have, and they have kind of formed, coalesced together in a kind of a loose group to say that, hey, there's got to be a better way of doing this. And with me today is Adam Sigurdsson. Let me try it. Sigurdsson. And Chris Enriquez. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
You all live in that area.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me your thoughts. Well, first of all, let's find out a little bit about you. So, Adam, are you a longtime resident here? Or?
I'm not, no. I've been in Shasta County for about 3 years now.
Okay.
Originally from Washington State. Moved down to Southern California in about 2010.
Okay.
Found my wife down there, married her, tried to take her back to Washington. But, you know, a California girl, she's got to move back. So
She said, I'll go halfway.
That's right. Well, we ended up moving back down to Central California.
Uh-huh.
And she went to school here. She went to Simpson University.
Oh.
So she's familiar with the area.
Yeah.
And, you know, on thoughts of where to raise our three young children, being up and down California, we knew that this would be the best possibility for them.
I think so. I think we've got a, you know, it's a California education system, but we have some really fine schools up here. And you know, you prep the Reading School of the Arts, things like this.
Absolutely.
Now, Linda, my wife, said she just wished they had had something like the Reading School of the Arts when she was growing up, because it's very difficult for an artist to express themselves in some areas, especially, you know, back then. You know, a couple of decades ago. And Chris, what about you?
I've lived and worked in Shasta County for since about 2002.
Okay. You've been around here for a while.
Yeah, and I've lived in the River Ranch area since 2017.
Okay. Now, we're talking about the River Ranch area. Now, where is that exactly for people that don't know?
Well, easiestly described as off of East Side Road between Haven Humane.
Yeah.
And the Jolly Giant.
Yeah.
It's a neighborhood that's just on the east side of 273 there.
Yeah. And you can, where the truck transport place
correct, yeah.
is, you can take a left there and go back to that whole area back there. And
right.
there's, I was surprised when I first went down there, well, now it's been years, that there's cattle grazing, that you've got pieces of property out there that are big enough, you know, so, 2 or 3 acres. And then you're going down, and it tees right there at the river, essentially.
Yeah, there are some homes that are riverfront property.
Yeah, so. Riverfront property right there.
Yeah, that's correct. And then we're nestled between two parcels. The one on the right would be the Capusta open area. It's 101 acres of open area.
Yeah.
You can walk down there. You can bring your dogs off leash.
Yeah, it's a big place.
You can walk right up to the Chinook Winter Run salmon spawning grounds there. They have ponds with beavers and swans.
Beavers?
All sorts. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a beaver dam down there.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, see, I didn't know that. That's at the end of that road, then, past the people's house that I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
That we know. I just don't want to give their location.
Yeah, no, there's a gate right there that you can walk by on foot, and you can head down to the ponds. Some people come down there and they fish in those ponds.
I did not know that. I did not know there was a beaver pond.
Beautiful open space.
I know there's hundreds of turkeys around there.
Oh, yeah.
We watch, you know, over there, we're watching them every night fly back across the river.
Oh, yeah.
Go across that little bridge, little footbridge there.
Oh, they're fun. Yeah, they come walking through our neighborhood all the time.
Yeah. And deer.
Oh, jump our fences, fly up on top of our roofs.
Oh, yeah.
But we love them.
Leave little turkey deposits right there.
Oh, yeah. No, we love seeing them around, though. They're great.
Yeah, I tried to convince my friend. I said, look, I don't have to do anything special. Just let me sit by that tree in the morning during turkey season. You only hear one shot. And I said, your neighbors won't even know, because nobody knows with one shot what that was. You know, if they... like, what was that? As long as you don't shoot twice. Just shoot once and chase it down. Okay, I'm here with two citizens that are concerned not about what the alternative custody program wants to accomplish, but where they want to accomplish it at, the place where they want to put it. We're going to talk about that when we get back from these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy's been doing this since 1993, helping people, seniors, veterans, business owners, with their insurance and financial management needs. Two businesses under one roof. One insurance, one financial management. With all the stuff that's going on
out there. Is the, you know, where's the economy? Is it going up? Is it going down? Inflation this, inflation that. What about your retirement plans, your 401ks, your business options? Well, how about a free review and evaluation? Just give her a call. 530-221-0441. It is. It's a free evaluation and a review of everything you have there. And if everything's going right, they're going to tell you. But if there may be some tweaks you want to do, they're there to help. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. And we'll be right back.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac?
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free, now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards, all while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadra at the Holiday Market Shopping Center, in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker tape designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments. Make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back. Whoa, buddy. Was that me? Or you just turned me up for a while? Nope. I'm okay.
Yeah, you're good. You were just really soft when you were leaving because you were talking less.
Yeah, I was talking. Yeah.
So then
I'm trying to be, you know, more subtle. you know, so I'm not screaming at people. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And thank you so much for the votes for the best in the North State. We really, really appreciate that from all of y'all out there. We're talking about the alternative custody program that is a plan by the Sheriff Johnson to get people back into society by the counseling, but also job training, and also a something called the Male Community Reentry Program that's going to be there, and then eventually a jail. A 1,000-person jail, I think, is what they were talking about.
1,200-bed plus.
1,200, yeah, which we need for a county the size.
Yes.
You know, you wouldn't think so, but we do. And the the idea of trying to do things is very commendable. But there's questions about location, and that's who our guests are today. Adam Sigurdsson and Chris Enriquez are here. And this, there's been a kind of a loose coalition, I could say, yes. Maybe tighter now, that's against not the program, but the location of it. And so, you know, they both live in that area. And let's start with you, Chris. You're not opposing the program.
I'm not. Shasta County needs programs like this. It needs a facility. We're not opposed to the concept of all of this. What we're opposed to is the location of where they're putting it.
And why?
Well, there's a myriad of reasons. We're talking...
We got plenty of time.
Okay, well, we're talking the impact to the environment, the impact to the neighborhood, the noise, the sound, the lights.
Mm-hmm.
This is all going to bring quite a bit of traffic onto the roadways that really are just... terrible at this point in time.
Well, it'll be off Eastside Road.
It will.
Which is a two-lane road. Yep. And
next to the railroad track.
Next to the railroad track. So being able to widen something like that would be difficult.
Very difficult.
And it's also going to be off the 273, which the CHP has already expressed concerns of 2 years ago to the Board of County of Shasta. That road needs major improvements as it is. And they've already spoken about the general plan for growth and the need for improvements on that road. Latona is in desperate need of a stoplight. 36% of fatal accidents happen on the 273, and that's just within the county of Shasta.
Yeah.
So we're talking about...
you got people walking along there that, you know, a lot of homeless that get hit. You see that on a regular basis, plus car wrecks.
And people riding bikes.
Yeah.
Talk about just the impact of our quality of life for that neighborhood. Many residents there. There's residents there that have been there for over 60 years. And their quiet neighborhood will no longer be a quiet neighborhood.
Yeah, we're talking about this area from like where Haven Humane is, down to where the old big Jolly Green, whatever that thing was, is shut down now, all the way down there. And a lot of times people don't realize how many people are back there. And they've got pieces of land, as we talked about earlier, some of them a couple acres, and all the way down to, you know, regular house-sized units. It goes all the way down to the river. And this is a 90-acre section of property owned by the city, which they've signed a lease over to the county for it, or they were in the process of doing it. On this 90 acres would be a 1,200-person jail. The custody or the training center there,
alternative custody program,
where they are going through drug and alcohol counseling, job training, all those things. And then, though, there's also the male community reentry program, which is a lockdown facility. However, it doesn't mean maybe what we're thinking about.
Correct.
So let's talk about what that is.
Right. The male community reentry program is for people who have been in the prison system and who have 15 months to 3 months left on their sentence.
Okay.
Now, we're not talking about nonviolent offenders. This does include violent offenders.
This does.
Yes, yeah, this program.
Reentry or the alternative custody is nonviolent.
Alternative custody program is for nonviolent offenders.
But yeah, mostly these could be violent offenders.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
And they've come out of jail. I mean, come out of prison. They didn't.
They're still serving prison time. They're transferring their probation to our county.
Okay, so it's not coming out of our jail. There could be people coming out of our jail, too.
It could be, but it would be under the state corrections.
Got it.
Yeah, majority of these people are serving prison time, and they're being released. Mm-hmm. Well, not released, but they're being sent to these male community reentry programs to get them ready and prepared to come into the community.
Would be part of them be also going through the alternative custody?
I'm not sure if they would step down to that. That's a great question. But
if you're in the MCRP, you either complete the program and be released into the community, completing your
probation,
or actually your prison sentence.
Okay.
Or you choose to go back to the prison system to complete your sentence.
All right.
And my concerns for this program being so close to residential neighborhood is. They're saying that it's a lockdown facility, but if you go to the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, mm-hmm. you can see on there every offender who's walked away. Okay? And I have a list of some of them. So February 1st, 2025, about 7:26 p.m., Freddie Rojas walked away out of an MCRP facility. He was sentenced to 7 years for possession of a controlled substance and sales of a second striker with an enhanced for being armed with a firearm. Tuesday, February 25th of 2025, at about 7:20 p.m., Evans L. Ethan walked out of an MCRP facility in Long Beach. He was serving 3 years, 4 month sentence for first-degree burglary, evading arrest while driving recklessly and resisting a peace officer. February 27th, 2025, about 4:21 p.m., Jorge Contreras walked out of an MCRP facility in Los Angeles, serving a 2-year sentence for evading or attempting to evade a peace officer while driving recklessly. March 9th, 2025, about 2:53 p.m., Herbert Ramos-Arreta walked out of an MCRP facility in Los Angeles. He's serving a 3-year sentence for a second-degree robbery.
Okay, so
I can go on.
You're just in February, but how many would you say, 100?
This year?
Yeah, just this year.
Just this year, 13.
13. Okay. Have walked away.
The offenses get worse as I go down the list.
Yeah, I was going to say that those seem like, I mean, they're felonies, but they're...
Some of these people are in for attempted murder.
Yeah, okay. Now when we get into that. Okay. And so that's a concern.
Also that segues into the alternative custody program as well. You know, those people in that program are able to come and go freely.
Right.
And the sheriff's department and probation department might have one or two personnel there. The rest of it is going to be run by a third-party institution.
Mm-hmm.
And so where's the accountability there?
Are these people going to be wearing, like, ankle bracelets or
something? Yes, but notice all these people, they've just simply cut them off.
Okay, yeah, and then they leave.
Yeah,
and
so okay. rubber around their ankle.
So what you've got in your neighborhood then... And is a and I think the numbers for the alternative custody program is like 1,000
there's
something like that.
I'm not sure,
but we're talking about expanding it now.
Okay, and then but for the MCRP, the lockdown, it's like 112.
We're looking at 100 or plus.
100, something like that. 100,
right?
And all in your residential neighborhood,
right next to our neighborhood. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break here. And when we come back, you can't say we got a problem unless there's a solution.
Right.
In other words, and you think you all have a solution to this. As far as location.
We hope so.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, are you ready? Ben, I know you're jealous. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers, founded in 1960, the Cypress Square Barbershop, been in the same location since 1967. Not a hair salon, my friends, it's a barbershop. I found them back in 2007 when I moved to Redding. Never left. I can make appointments with them by giving them a call at 530-244-9478, or you can get that app called Booksy, which is relatively easy to use, and it's free. And you can find out for months ahead of time when there are spots open at Cypress Square Barbershop. And not only can you make it online, it sends you a text to remind you so you don't forget. But Cypress Square Barbershop, never had a bad haircut there. Great people. Local guys, locally owned, locally operated, discounts for seniors. What can I say except it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Buckle up this winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win drawing. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Let me see, 8:33 in the morning, about 49 degrees out there, planned for rain. It's going to be raining through next Wednesday. So, good news, huh? I'm here with Adam Sigurdsson and Chris Enriquez.
Enriquez.
Enriquez. God, I'm having a problem today with that name, who are part of a community group that is opposing the location of the alternative campus. Alternative custody programs location on 90 acres owned by the city down, which essentially takes it down to riverfront property.
It does. It abuts against the river.
Yeah, well, if I'm going to be in the county jail, I'd like to be able to look at the river and see people fishing and stuff like that. I mean, come on.
Be one heck of a view.
And, it's a 90 acre campus. Three different buildings or facilities, thank you, going on. The jail, which is a long-term, I mean, that could be a long-term project for out forever. But the other two can happen right away. And one's the alternative custody program, which takes low-level offenders out of the jail, county jail, puts them through alcohol and drug training and all this drug rehab, and then also job training to get them back in society. Then the third part of this is the male community reentry program, which takes prisoners from the state prison.
Correct.
And maybe some from the county jail, and which is a lockdown facility that they can, after being there, they're serving their last parts of their sentences. That also is to try and train them to be able to come back into society. And at some point during this, they get into where they can...
They could get into a work release program.
Work release program there. And could walk away.
Or an educational program.
As you've given examples. I'm sorry?
Or an off-site educational program.
Off-site educational program. And Adam and Chris are here because they're wanting to put it in a community that's... you believe would have a severe impact on.
Yeah. Okay. First off, I don't think these programs in themselves are bad. I don't think the nature of them. I think that we're...
I never heard that from you.
I think that we're lucky that we have a sheriff who cares about the recidivism rates and the rehabilitation of offenders. We all know that these offenders are eventually going to get released back into our society, and I would like them to come back better people. And so I am for these programs.
Functional people.
Functional people, yes.
That's
functional
what we
members.
Want is functional people.
Exactly. So right. None of us are against these programs.
Right.
We think the placement of these has been poor judgment and rushed through without much consideration.
All right. So you all have obviously taken some time to think about maybe there's some better places for this.
Yes. From what I understand, other locations, one was on the east side of Reading over near, I think it was Tarmac Road or off of Tarmac Road or the old Oregon Trail area off of Airport Road. Those are already in established industrial areas. They have infrastructure at the edge of the property, which would save millions because the area they're looking for next to our neighborhood, they're going to have to run a half mile of sewer and water pipe.
Yeah, they got all the infrastructure has to go in.
Yeah, and so
I assume that's what you mean.
Yes, correct. And if these other locations were thought about or utilized, those services are already present.
Okay. Does it give them the room for everything they want to do?
There are smaller lots, so they might have to build upwards rather than outwards.
Okay.
This, as Sheriff Johnson mentioned, he's looking at 45 acres for the new jail. That's a huge plot of land.
That's a big area.
And so, you know, I'm pretty sure you could get what they need in a smaller footprint.
Yeah, he was talking about it being a single floor. It's easier, and it could be spoked. So, I mean, I don't know what they're looking at, really. So that the neighbors won't have to look at a three-story jail.
Right. And they've mentioned
four,
that they
or
could,
four story or five.
They've mentioned they would build a wall along our neighborhood in order to help alleviate any visual
plant a lot of trees.
Nastiness.
Right. So we got about 10 neighbors who butt up right next to that property, and they're talking about building the wall right along there. Right along their property line and putting the jail right up next to their houses. So you get to stare at a nice jail wall and jail lights all night long.
And I would call this a compound. This is going to be a compound.
Oh, yeah, it will be. It has to. They're going to probably have to fence the whole thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, anyway. So, Okay, so there's one out there by off of Airport Road. Any other places that y'all have taken a look at?
Well, originally I was thinking they could, you know, the plan was to tear down the old courthouse, and why couldn't we expand there? But we have since, well, the county and the city have since agreed to a land deal, and the city has handcuffed the county.
Yeah, I've not heard this before, that they can't build any jail downtown.
They cannot expand the jail for 20 years.
Yeah,
for 20 years.
Part of the lease agreement from the city was...
And what's going to happen to the old courthouse? Is that going to be taken down? Have you heard? Or are they going to...
Yeah, the county's put in a CEQA for that. They want to tear down the old courthouse.
Right.
There was talks about putting some sort of corridor in for... From the old jail to the new courthouse so that they can transport inmates that way. But with this lease agreement, they cannot build any further with the jail. They cannot enlarge the jail for the next 20 years.
The jail footprint. Okay.
Exactly.
And they're still they're transporting over there now every day from the jail to the new courthouse.
And from what I understand, the plan is to eventually tear down the old jail because they want it completely out of Reading.
Well, I understand that. I mean, and that could be, that also has all the infrastructure and everything there if they wanted to take that down and either city use it or sell it to some business, businesses, you know, whatever. Okay, so you would really like the county to take a look at other areas.
Correct. We've been told that they looked at other areas and they didn't like it, but we don't know if they have. I can show you where Sheriff Johnson presented this in January.
Right.
And they were already in negotiation with the city in February.
Okay.
And what other considerations were made? Because it looks to me like I wanted this one, and this is the one we need to run with.
Okay. Because they could get the land for nothing.
For nothing.
Essentially. Yeah. And then you touched on at the beginning the infrastructure around that area. I mean, I've driven down that road many times. It's East Side Road. It's two lanes. It's not in terribly great condition. I mean, it's not bad, but there's not a lot of traffic that goes through there. Next to East Side Road is the railroad tracks. So it's hard to expand.
Yeah.
And then next to that, of course, is 273.
Correct.
And where they're and I'm still trying to picture where it is. Is it past that that truck deep? That truck.
It's a weird. It's a weird shape. The address for this property is directly next to Haven Humane. That would be the entrance. There's a
Haven Humane. Okay.
Now the property then kind of turns to the south a little bit.
Okay.
And east and runs behind the businesses that are and. Housing that is right along East Side Road there, so the Good Stuff store, if you know where that's at.
Sure.
Okay, it runs behind that for a little bit, and then expands to the east, opening up behind the neighborhood that way towards the river.
Okay.
And so there is another access point.
This way and then like that.
Correct.
Okay.
Kind of like
now,
a wedge
you can't see that, my friends, but what I did was you turned left at Haven Humane, and then you kind of turn right when you're heading south there, and it expands out from there, the 90 acres, and it goes all the way to the river.
All the way to the
river. Into the houses there. Or and does it go all the way to the river?
It goes all the way to the river on the east side, and then the south side abuts our neighborhood.
Okay. What's in there now?
There's nothing in there now.
It's nothing.
It's
nothing. It's wild habitat
space.
Right now.
And
it's owned by the city.
The city and the county have leased the land. The city, when they owned it, had leased the land for cattle grazing. Just for it kept the grasses down so there's not so much fire hazard. And they've approved the county to do the same thing, to graze cattle until groundbreaking.
Until groundbreaking. That's pretty expensive property out there.
Yeah.
90 acres of riverfront property. Not only that, but if it was a industrial part or a building of some sort, there's access to the railroad as well.
Yeah.
So it could be a very expensive piece of property.
Okay. I'm going to take a break now. About a minute early. I'm going to take a break now after I give the weather, because when I come back, y'all are more than willing just to not just talk about it. You're going to fight it.
We are.
Okay. So let's talk about that when we get back.
All right.
Hey, my friends, it's going to be raining between now and next Wednesday. And the only difference between now and next Wednesday is Sunday, when we might have thunderstorms during the day. So highs in the mid-50s, lows in the mid-40s. Chance of precipitation on many of these days is 100%. So stand by. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned service out of Anderson. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Good people down there. We'll be right back.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Stay for a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
The Redding Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Redding. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Redding, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Redding, we invite you to join us. Visit RedingChamber.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm going to keep saying this, but thanks again for voting for us for Best of the North State. The other two people in the category, they're all corporate radio. There's nothing wrong with that. We love those guys. However, we're your last locally owned radio station. You got us right up in there. So thank you very, very much for everybody that voted for us. We so much appreciate it. Tomorrow, we're going to have House Realty on. And we'll be discussing the latest in real estate prices, the differences from last month, what's out there with the House Realty and the Middleton family. Okay, today I'm with Adam Sigurdsson and Chris Enriquez, both of whom are leaders in this group of people that are opposing the location of the alternative custody program, not the program itself, just the location. And as they've said, this is in a neighborhood that all of a sudden is now going to get a jail, another lockdown facility called the Male Community Reentry Program, and then, of course, the Alternative Custody Program. And this is 90 acres. It goes part of its riverfront so that the prisoners will have a nice view. And they've talked about alternative places for it. But the fight just started. How serious are y'all about this?
Well, we're very serious about it. We're going to, we're organizing, and we've hired an attorney. So we're...
You hired an attorney then to fight this?
We have.
Okay. Now, there has to be a number of, I would imagine, I mean, maybe not, CEQA and environmental, the environment and all that. Is that being skipped? Or is the county going to have to do that before they put a shovel into the dirt?
So the county is going to have to do that. They're going to have to do a CEQA and an EIR. They are the lead agency on that. So they will be in charge of overseeing the project in which they're building.
Okay. So.
And the county has already awarded an EIR contract worth $1 million. They did that in August, I believe. And they've awarded a contract for initial property layout.
Okay.
To an architectural firm.
All right. So they can do the basic footprint.
Correct.
That goes in there. Okay. So with an attorney, obviously you pick someone that's probably done this before.
Yes.
As opposed to a divorce attorney or somebody.
Correct.
So what is your, and not to give out anything, but what does your attorney say about something like this? I mean, they've obviously got experience in it.
They do. And
I mean, I don't want you to give anything right away, but obviously he took the case, and he's done this before. He or she has done this before. So what are some of the things that you can talk about?
Well,
we can talk about
everything. And again, I don't want you to give away anything because, this is going to go to court.
Well, we've talked about already with the Board of Supervisors and City Council is, all the negative effects this is going to have on our neighborhood, as well as the
how many people
the wildlife and environment.
How many people are we talking about? I didn't ask that yet.
We have 96 homes in the River Ranch
community. Okay, 96 homes. All right. 200 people, 300 people, somewhere around there,
yeah.
And that's just our neighborhood. Right across Highway 273 are hundreds more people.
Right.
Homes.
You know, the other thing, too, is that when you – this is the hardest part. You buy a house. I mean, you all have invested in your homes. It's that area down there on the river and the surrounding river. Not every house is on the river. They're up and down the road there.
Right.
You don't expect a 1,000-person jail to be built there.
Right.
Just like it's not like we moved in next to an airport and said, we don't like the noise from the airplane.
That's your problem.
So this is just being dropped on us out of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, I led a fight against the VRBOs, starting right here, because we had no say about you could put in a motel, as far as I'm concerned, or motels, into your neighborhood, and nobody had a thing to say about it. Well, that's changed now.
Yeah.
So those things can change. Before you say we're going to put in a 90-acre facility that includes a jail at some point and all this other stuff, that's tough. That's tough on people who have lived their whole lives there.
Right. When we were looking for property, obviously we were looking for somewhere safe and quiet. A lot of us that live back there, we live pretty quiet lives. We don't really, we don't really pay attention to what's going on in the city of Reading or elsewhere. We live quiet lives back there. And we bought that house because it's nice and rural. and the views are gorgeous, and our kids can play out in the streets safely.
Yeah.
We don't even have street lights.
And let me share this with you. I'm just, for our audience, is these aren't like AI tech millionaires coming out of the Bay Area. We've got, you know, a retired highway patrolman and a crane operator here. You could say, oh, those are just some real rich people that this is what. No, this is not. And I'm glad I asked you what you did.
Yeah, no. I've worked pretty hard to get where I'm at.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Me and my wife, we put in a lot of time, a lot of work to get where we're at financially to afford a house in this nice, quiet, safe neighborhood so that our children can go and play out on the streets safely.
Mm-hmm.
And then in late October, hit with a notice that from the planning department that they want to rezone it. And I wasn't even notified. Only about 10 people in our community were that they want to rezone it. And that was the first acknowledgement that some change was coming to our neighborhood.
And that was in October 2 months ago?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Now, City Planning Commission, do they have anything to do with it or the county plan? Which one is it, city or county?
It's going to the Reading City Planning Commission on January 13th. They're having a meeting at 4 p.m. to discuss the rezoning of this property.
So if it's not rezoned, it's not going to happen.
So if it's not rezoned, a small sliver, the portion right next to the river, is designated as public facilities. Mm-hmm. So if it doesn't get rezoned, they could potentially still build a little facility there, and that would be enough for the county to take possession of the property and then do whatever they want with this property.
Well, but just because one part of it is, like, down by the river, but you put it, you know, like boat ramp or something, but can they take the rest of the can they use the rest of the 90 acres, or is this
after
a nebulous question?
After a year of having a facility on that property,
yeah,
Shasta County gets to buy it for $1.
The whole 90 acres?
Yes, 90 acres. For $1.
Doesn't it still have to be rezoned at that point?
It's the county. They can do whatever they want.
Okay. So it would be the county planning commission.
Yeah. You think the county's going to tell himself no?
Well, I think it would be difficult, since they could probably turn around and then replace everybody on the county planning commission, as they've done on the city a couple of times.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they didn't like their answers. Well, you know what? I think it's important, really important, that people need to hear y'all. And the fact is we've got a program here that we need,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to impact in an area that it's totally been a neighborhoods there, and the impact it can have on people. And have you really looked at another place where it could be?
No, we'd like to call it incompatible. It's an incompatible use of the property next door to a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, incompatible. It's going to bring down the safety of the neighborhood. It's going to bring down the integrity. You know, we in the last few years, we've had families with young children moving into this community, and we've seen some growth in that. And now these families are talking about moving out, and nobody wants to live next to a jail. Nobody wants to live next to a male community reentry program. We want to know that we're going to be safe at night, because you also have to remember, even though you're building a secure jail, these people get released at a certain time.
Yeah.
And then it's up to them to where they go. You give them money and a bus ticket, but who's to say where they go?
That's true. Because when they're released, and it can be at all different times.
That's correct.
Of the day or night.
That's correct.
And then where do they gravitate to?
And then you got these people from the Male Community Reentry Program. If they do decide to walk away, middle of day or night, they're not just going to walk down the 273. That's way too wide open. They're going to get picked off by CHP or Sheriff's Department.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to need to go somewhere, potentially a neighborhood. My neighborhood? I hope not, but they probably would.
Some place where there's cars.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Some way to get out.
Yeah. I totally understand where you're at here.
And so,
now, you know, the question is can you fight City Hall? Well, your group obviously thinks you're going to give it a shot.
I think we can. I think we have a good case against it, you know. And I think the potential of winning this is high.
Okay.
So.
Well, we're going to see over the next year, I imagine. And the next big one is the January meeting you're having with the City Planning Commission.
Many of us will be there.
Oh, I imagine that you're going to pack the place.
Absolutely.
To talk about the problems with it.
Yeah.
it'll be interesting to see what happens. And so stay in touch with us and give us a heads up before that meeting. You know, I might just actually walk down there.
Thank you for having us on, Carl.
Well, you know what? It's our community, and where I totally agree with the sheriff that we need this. And it's, you know, to try and help our community. Doesn't mean it all has to be in that one spot.
Right.
There's other spots around.
And thank you for bringing us on here and letting us boys get out. Like, we're unincorporated Anderson, so we're not represented by the city of Reading. We're not represented by the city of Anderson. Mm-hmm. We're represented by the board of Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
And they failed to recognize us in this whole process.
Well,
so
make sure you send them to all your Shasta County Board of Supervisors, send them a copy of the program. They should they should be able to listen to it. Okay. Thank you very much for being with us. And tomorrow, House of Realty, have a good day. It's going to be raining. Take care out there, and God bless America.
Around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.